Howdy, folks. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network, and it's time for Dakota West Ag News. A new beef processing plant in Williston is getting a boost from Williston Star Fund. The Williston City Commission approved up to $72,000 for the plant at its meeting on Tuesday. The grant will be used for the purchase and renovation of the building located in Williston. Yellowstone River Beef is owned and operated by several partners from Oregon. They are purchasing prairie packing and converting it into an export-focused operation and still plan to provide local custom processing as well as a retail storefront on-site for the Williston community and surrounding areas. I called one of the owners, Trevor Abel, to find out exactly where they're going to be sourcing their beef from.
We got to start, local within probably, 100 mile radius, and really probably 100 to 200 mile radius, and we'll see where that gets us. And as we grow, we're going to continue to reach out farther. But we got to start somewhere. And I think with what we have in the area within, 100 to 200 mile radius is a plentiful amount of, stock that we can pull from. So it's a perfect area to really focus on what we're doing.
Trevor also mentioned in a different interview that access to local beef will help Yellowstone River Beef have a traceable product and continue the process from calf to final cut. We'll be back after these messages to talk with Trevor about the Star Fund and exactly what's been helping them most with their business. Back here on the Dakota West News and Ag, we've been talking with Trevor Abel, who's one of the owners of the Yellowstone River Beef in Williston, North Dakota, as they're getting ready to put together their beef packing plant, which will be only one of the beef packing plants inspected by the USDA for the region. I asked Trevor on the magnitude of the size of the production that we can expect from them to start off with.
We're gonna try to ramp up, 100, 200 a day. I mean, we're not a huge facility, but we'd like to get to the 300 a day range, but we've got a long ways to go to get to that point, but we've got a good infrastructure around us, and it's just a matter of continuing to grow that every week and every month.
I asked Trevor in the interview as well what exactly stood out the most to him in this whole process.
It's a little refreshing to be able to come into a region and, to actually be welcomed with open arms, and we can't thank the local Williston community in Williams County and, parts of eastern Montana for just welcoming us into the community. And it's been an extremely refreshing change from coming from, Oregon and Washington from the west there. So
Trevor also mentioned his gratitude for the Star Fund, which is a city sales tax that is used to help community development and job creation. Since 2010, the Star Fund has helped over 250 startup businesses start and grow. Well, that's all the time we have for the Dakota West News and Ag from the Northern Ag Network. I'm Andy Schwab.